Talia, Reese, and Julia do it so well. Shows and tell.
Get crazy, get wild, let's party, get loud. If you wanna have fun, do something.
Get crazy, get loud, let's party.
Huge with the beat.
Guys.
Oh, hey guys. It turns out I actually have something scheduled for the right now. I wonder which character I am. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Guys, it's a special episode. We're back and better than ever. And this week we're talking about the one and only Jersey Shore. But first, I have to ask, how are you guys? And how are you feeling this lovely evening?
I want to hear how Reese is first and congratulate him on his public persona.
Thanks. Not much going on in my life. I had some fun work stuff. I was at the Oscars for a week, which was wonderful. Then I went to London for some Harry Potter stuff. And then I go back to LA next week. So, I've been busy, but like genuinely so happy. Like, when I was in LA for the Oscar stuff, it was 8 days straight of work, like long days, but like could not have been happier. It's just like exactly what I want to do. So I'm very, very privileged to be able to do that. And then London was kind of nuts because I left LA from the Oscars, like the night after the Oscars, or not the night after, like the morning after the Oscars, I got on a flight and then went to London directly from LA, like nonstop.
Oh my God, long flight, no?
10 hours, slept on the flight, woke up and it was morning. I skipped a full day.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
woke up. Then I had the premiere. I went, got a studio tour of the Harry Potter, like, world, which was awesome, and then I just had like 2 days to bop around in London.
Amazing.
Now I'm back here with Coop, who is wearing his cone. He got neutered,
his cat,
taking it like a champ. But yeah, and then when I go back to LA, Talia will be looking after the Coopmeister.
Yeah,
so that's exciting. But yeah, that's what's up with me. What about you two?
I'm good. I just moved, which is awesome, because my last apartment was a bit of a hike. It was a 6-floor walk up, and we just had quite a few problems, and we literally moved around the corner, but I feel as though I am now in a palace. And I feel like moving is always just like good for the clearing of the mind and the morale.
You're on what, season 3?
We just started season 4. Actually.
Is this season 4? Okay.
Yeah, basically my roommates and I, we moved to New York April 2021. So April 2021 to August 2021 was season 1. And then September to December was season 2. And then January to April was season 3. And then with the move.
January to April, season 3. Yeah.
Yeah, it's season 4. I would say season 3 was definitely the least eventful. So like
I was going to say, that's what I'm saying, because I didn't even realize you were on season. I didn't even realize there was a change of season.
Like, what happens in January and February? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
That was a season that everyone, like, on the pod, if we were discussing it, we'd be like, yeah, it wasn't the best, but, like, they got back into it season 4.
Well, hopefully season 4.
There was a writer's strike.
Oh, my God, of course.
Yeah.
One writer didn't let the other writers write.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it was terrible. But yeah, I can't wait for that show to wrap up.
This show, and by the show, I mean my roommates and I living together, is going to go on for like way too long.
I'm tired of the spinoffs. I'm tired of the renewals. The studio system, done.
I love this metaphor.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Juju has news too.
Yeah, well, first of all, I have to say, I did see Reese in LA. We went to a premiere together.
Oh my God, wait, I forgot about that. Holy shit. That was the first time I landed.
Yeah, it was amazing. We were literally right next to Sandra Bullock and Daniel Radcliffe and many others.
I posted a beautiful photo of you guys.
Yeah, we took a good photo. Juge looked great.
I know.
I was there.
Right.
Juge fucking... Yeah, she belonged on the carpet. I happened to be breathing in the same vicinity as Julia.
Guys, stop.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. Daniel Radcliffe asked for her number, and then she made out.
They made out. Yeah, I thought Julia and Daniel Radcliffe made out.
Well, that's not confirmed. And Matthew Gray just rumored. Yeah. Oh my god, I forgot about that too. Yeah. Jesus Christ, Jude, you got around that night.
Huge. You made out with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock too, right?
No. Sandra Bullock like wanted to, and like the vibes were definitely there, but
Julia was like, my roster is full, Sandra.
No, she didn't want to do it the same night because then, like, if they were to continue things in the future, it just leaves a bad, like, memory on the relationship.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But what are we talking about today? I'm so curious. What show are we discussing?
We're talking about Jersey Shore. Wait, I want to have one more update.
She does.
Oh, my God.
I also have a new job.
Royalty.
T, can you put in applause in post?
Yes.
Thanks. Okay, wait 1 second. Right here. Okay. Woo-hoo. Yeah.
I have a new job. I'm very excited about it.
We're so proud.
And I don't really have much to say about it yet because I haven't started working there yet. But I'm just excited about it because I've always wanted to work like in that industry. And
yay.
I get to work in a cool office. Not yet, but in May.
We're like the big three.
We are?
Yeah. Like T is like.
I was just thinking that now that Julia is in this job, we're really entertainment kiddies.
Well, yeah. No, I was going to say because you're like. Like studio, like girl boss, Juge is now Gatekeep magazine,
right?
And I'm Gaslight freelancer.
So, I love that.
Love it. Yeah. I love it. No, I love it for us.
Well, we're all proud of you. I'm proud of both you guys right now.
Thanks. Well, now I'm working for this magazine, and I'm like, I need to like step up my style because I also have to start going to an office soon. I haven't done that yet, and so I've been developing a shopping addiction.
Oh, we should really go. Yeah, we should go business casual shopping.
Yeah.
I really want to get a pair of new loafers.
Oh, jeez.
Let's do it.
Just the way you said that.
Oh, wait. This is also a big thing. Can I make one last announcement?
Yes.
Coming up this spring and summer, I'm going full Harry Styles clothing.
No.
Only high-waisted pants.
No, don't say it like that, though.
Blouses.
You're gonna, like, kill me.
No, blouses. I'm going, like...
It's like season 5 Reese coming up.
No.
No, I don't know if I'm season 5 yet. I feel like my seasons are, like, longer.
Yeah. I mean, our seasons are short.
I feel like I'm, like, I feel like I'm, like, season 2 Reese right now.
Yeah, I feel like just for the respect, of Harry and his fans, I include myself in that, obviously. Maybe we could just be like, I'm going for an artsier look, just because, like, Harry's so himself.
No. I'm going for, like, a Kmart Harry Styles. So, like, you can't touch that, but you can, like, like Pinterest board him.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
it's hard to gatekeep Harry. Obviously, I can't gatekeep Harry, but I want to.
I'm not trying to replicate. It's just like a part of a Pinterest board, I should say.
Okay, fine.
He's not the only, I'll come up with more, like Caleb Landry Jones. He knows what he's doing.
I don't know him.
He's an actor. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I believe you. All right. That was great intro. Juju Bean, are you ready?
Yes. Okay. So I think we can cut out a lot of that, but
I liked it.
Today I'm here to talk about the one and only Jersey Shore, and I was trying to think, what iconic reality show have we not done yet? Because I think I'm kind of the queen of reality. I think I'm the only one that's done reality shows.
Have I not done at least one?
I don't know.
I was going to say The OC, and then I was like, wait, that's just like, that's not reality.
Yeah, I guess you are the only one who has done them.
Quick thing, T, what would you do if you were going to do reality?
Like if I were to choose reality?
Yeah, if you were going to choose one, what do you think would be the first one? Maybe like
X Factor or American Idol. Or Bachelor.
Okay.
Bachelor.
Was that? Oh, Bachelor was huge, yeah. I think I would do
We didn't do Batch. We haven't done
What
Bachelor.
Did we do then? Love Island?
Oh, I did Love Island.
You did yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I was going to say, I would do Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. That I might do eventually.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's respectable.
I respect all of them. Here's the thing about Jersey Shore. it's never been a show where I've like really followed like what is going on in the plot. It's not the type of show you sit down and you're saying to yourself, I want to know what happens between Sam and Ron at the end of this. I really need to, this plot is just so good. It's really more just about the essence of the show and the major cultural impact it's had in our society. And for that reason, I think it's important to talk about. And so I preface saying that because I'm definitely not going to know a lot of the answers to questions you guys asked me about the characters or the plot, because I honestly wasn't paying attention most of the time watching the show. It's in the background and I'm doing something on my computer. But I do think that Jersey Shore has a time and place in our society, and I want to discuss a lot about how it came to be and just kind of the impact that's left, because there's so much to say.
I will say this, out of all the shows we've covered so far, I'd say it's in the top three, like, most important.
Impact?
Yeah. Oh. Like, I would say Game of Thrones, maybe Squid Game, if we're thinking recently, but then, no, I'm serious.
Long-lasting impact? You can't say that for Squid Game yet.
You can't say that now, but think about, like, how international, like, TV and film has changed since then in just such a short time. So, like, that's why I'm thinking of, and, like, I do think it's gonna, that'll be something for a while. But I do think Jersey Shore is definitely in that top three. At least, like, Game of Thrones, Jersey Shore, it could be, like, the 1-2.
Fair.
Totally.
Glee.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I think,
Really impactful.
Yeah, I think it might be Game of Thrones, Glee, and Jersey Shore. We'll see if Squid Game gets to that, but yeah.
That's the three of us. Game of Thrones, Jersey Shore, and Glee is the three of us.
Yeah.
Literally.
Instead of Gaslight, we know who's who. We don't have to say.
I want to know. I want to know. Have you guys seen the show before, and what did you guys think of the episode we watched? So, for the listeners, I had them watch the episode where Snooki gets arrested on the beach, and she has her iconic "Where's the beach" line. season 3, episode 3. I thought it was great. It shows them on the shore, all the characters. What did you guys think?
Reese pointed to me to go first, and I was actually going to have him go first, but I'll go first. First of all, my roommates, who are big Jersey Shore girlies, were surprised that you didn't have us watch the, like, episode of Sammy reading the letter about Ronnie.
Yeah, about the boobs, I did think about that later. Interest.
So I was actually – that was one of the questions I was going to ask, like, I had ready, was – because I've never – seen that episode, but I just everyone knows it, and like it's such a huge meme.
I'll talk about it later, but I was going about it.
I haven't seen it because I haven't, and like at the time when it came out, it just like wasn't the type of show I would have been watching like in my living room. I like, didn't even have like a laptop yet. I will say that, like, okay, I grew up in North Jersey. This is the Jersey Shore, and Jersey Shore is South Jersey. And then when I go to the Jersey Shore, I go much more south than the shore that they go to. So, like, it's a different town. I don't relate as a Jersey girl. I don't relate to all of the Jersey Shore discourse. So, and I understand that, like, as a result of the Jersey of this show, there's been a lot of, like, whether it's like playful hate, like poking fun at Jersey, like I feel like that's what's come, I mean, there's been a lot that's come out of Jersey Shore, but I feel like that's been such a big part of it, is like, oh, like Jersey sucks, like Jersey Shore, like, oh, you're from Jersey, like, do you do that fist pumping thing? And it's like, I don't relate to that, and I've probably spoken about this, but I'm a big fat Jersey stan, because I just, like, loved where I grew up. I thought it was just best of a lot of different things. So I don't appreciate the slander that's come out of the show.
Mm-hmm. I have idea what you're talking about.
So, yeah, but I haven't seen it. Like, I've legit seen, like, this was, like, the third episode I've actually ever sat down and watched, which I think people would find surprising. But I respect the premise. I found it really entertaining. I honestly loved how low quality it was.
It looks like it's filmed in the 80s.
It looks like it's filmed on a fucking Sony family camcorder. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I mean, honestly, I thought that was epic. And
it does. No. It definitely adds to, like, it needs to have that weird grainy feel.
That's it. That's my take. That's my take. I appreciate it, but I also don't enjoy the slander that comes with it. Also, everyone on that show is iconic. Like, Snooki is iconic, but we can, you know, I digress.
Reese, my turn.
Reese-y-poo.
I fucking hate this show so much. I'm not gonna beat around the bush and like pretend and like meander over to my point. No, I really fucking hate it. I don't find it entertaining. I acknowledge the fact that it's very important from like a televisual standpoint. I also acknowledge the fact that, like, you know, they're smart. Like, they knew exactly what they were doing.
Do you think the producers were smart? I say that with respect to them.
No. I know. I think it's a combination of the two. Yeah, like, letting, like, Snooki, like, she could say whatever she wants. She definitely knew that she was getting arrested, and she knew it would be great. And the producers, instead of, like, stopping it, which they easily could have, knew, let's let our star get arrested. And
totally.
Nothing wrong with, like, that. But it's just, like, from working in reality, I can't look at it and in good faith be like, I enjoy this. Because I know it was definitely a nightmare to work on. And also, it goes back to, like, Euphoria, where it's, like, I hate dramatic shows, like, drug sequences and stuff. And it is kind of the same thing, where it's, like, I just don't enjoy watching people, like...
You don't like disaster. You don't like watching tornadoes and shit. Like,
no, I like watching tornadoes. I love natural disaster. I just hate watching people, like, I don't want to see...
You don't like watching people make bad decisions.
No, I don't want to see, like, Ronnie yell at this, like, 23-year-old girl. I don't want to see, like...
I mean, that was upsetting, yeah.
No, I don't... Yeah, like, I don't want to see...
Ronnie sucks.
Yeah. I don't want to see, like, people drunk falling down. Like, I don't want to see people yelling. I don't want to see people throwing drinks. And I don't... I don't know. And it's, like, I get...
Because you can see it in real life.
Just go to any
in
fucking...
college.
Bar. Yeah, like... But, like...
deal with me in college, which we had to do multiple times.
No, but like that's, but like what I'm saying is, I just like I don't find it entertaining, and I, you know, I get that there's like it's a nice escape, but part of the fact that they know what they're doing also takes away from it. Like the Dance Moms coach, what's her name?
Abby Lee Miller.
Like she is unhinged. But, like, I don't think she knows it, which, like, adds to it, which is very fun for me.
I don't think Snooki knows it.
No, Snooki knows.
I don't think she knew how iconic she was going to be.
No, I think she knew exactly what she was doing, where she's worth probably so much money. Like, the amount of books and merch and everything they sold. Like, she was handed something, like, a small little thing on a silver platter, and she fucking, like, took a little seed, planted it into her own forest, and, like, I respect her for that. But it's tough to watch it when I know that it's like they're trying to get views.
You just know it's artificial.
Yeah, so there really is nothing. I respect it for what it did, but there's nothing I actually like about the show.
What do you like any reality shows? Like,
yeah, of course.
Which ones?
I was gonna say I like a lot of the cooking ones. I like Ree Drummond, Pioneer Woman. That's awesome. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Great British Baking Show.
Do you like any dating shows?
Yeah, I was gonna say I liked. There's one called Too Hot to Handle.
Oh my god! Yes.
Yeah, like
Wait,
that.
I was
that
gonna
one,
suggest doing that.
That one's like very fun, and like there are definitely like reality shows I'm like okay with, and like can like turn off my brain and not like. Analyze, but with Jersey Shore, it's just one of those shows that like I can't get past.
Yeah.
And it's like,
definitely a lot.
Yeah, like there's like another one, like Flora Bama. It's just like all of those.
Yeah, Flora Bama Shore, yeah.
I just can't do it. And I get that it's like, it's fun for people, but like, I really.
Well, you know too much. Like, you know the secret sauce, so then it's not going to be a tasty sauce if you know what's in it.
No, and just like her drunk on the beach, and then you just see like 80 people and children watching as like she's. And I'm just like, ah, oh, Jesus. And like, I know that like the entire state has been stained because of this show.
I'm wrapping it up for you, Reese, because I think you made a lot of good, both of you made a lot of good points. And I'm going to talk about a lot of things that you guys mentioned. I'm just going to start with giving some background on the show. And I'm going to talk about how it started and how it came to be. So, it's set in Seaside Heights, New Jersey, which is part of the Jersey Shore, as mentioned, and it is based on a group of Italian Americans. I think they're all in their early 20s / I think some of them might even, yeah, they're all over 21. So they're like 21 to like 24 maybe.
I was going to ask if you knew how old they were when they started, because I remember hearing like young. The situation was like 38 at like.
They're young.
Oh, okay.
So they move into a beach house for the summer, but most of them actually live in New York State. And I think two of them were from New Jersey. But yeah, they all are kind of from all over. They move into a house for the summer. The show premiered on MTV in 2009, and it was on air until 2012. There was a season filmed in Miami, and there was also a season filmed in Italy. And then in 2018, there was a reboot called Jersey Shore Family Vacation that came on. I didn't watch it, but it's had some moderate success, and I'll go into that later as well. So, like, the main premise of the show is that there's this group of, like, 8 or 9 kids that live in this house, and they work at this shore store, like, selling T-shirts, and they love to go out and hook up with each other, and they always go to this place called Club Karma, and they have relationships with each other. There's really not a plot line. But like you guys said, this is not a show I like love to sit down and watch. It's just one that I like to make fun of a lot. So that's why I find it entertaining. And I think a lot of people agree with me. I think one interesting thing is that the show premiered when we were in middle school. So we were 11 years old. Yeah. I remember at the time, I didn't watch it at the time. I think I had like some friends and like, I remember people's parents liked it. Like people's
No, I remember like in middle school, like I had seen episodes, but like a lot of my friends then were like obsessed with it. Like it was like a huge thing.
Yeah.
I feel like it was like our generation's like first little foray into like, sex is and like that kind of stuff, like
kinda, yeah, totally. And like
that, it was very much like an introductory text, like an uncensored look into like,
yeah, well,
totally. I was gonna say it is fiction, like not into reality, because
no, totally. Yeah. And I think that like that was kind of the allure of it at the time. No other show, like especially like no other reality show or any show really depicted that much graphic content of what going out is really like, and that was the reality for a lot of, you know, people in their demographic at the time. Like I wouldn't say anything they do was that crazy compared to what we saw go on in college, but it was just being put on display on MTV, which was a lot bigger than it is now, I'm assuming. So yeah, but I think it's interesting because I feel like when we got to college, the show kind of had a resurgence in our demographic because all these kids now were like, oh my God, now I can relate to these things that were going on at the Jersey Shore. And also, I feel like a lot of the stuff that happens, like people show on TikTok every single day. Like I see people's TikToks of them like getting arrested or like hooking up with people or...
Everything has been insanely desensitized.
That's what I was going to say. We're also at a time now where like, what they show in that show is like
pussy shit. It's not that risque.
But I mean,
yeah.
But like now, yeah. Yeah. But I was going to say, like, also, it's weird because like it's now been enough time where it's kind of like it's been like frozen in time where like mm-hmm. people will like wear the fake like Yeezy like shades with the lines and like those like disgusting black tank tops with like fake splatter paint. Oh my gosh. It is like its own aesthetic that's been frozen.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And yeah, so the characters were definitely iconic. And I think that is part of the reason why the show did so well. So let me tell you a little bit more about how it started. So The show was originally set to air on VH1, and it was actually supposed to be a competition series called America's Biggest Guido, and it was only supposed to feature male Guidos. Guido is an insensitive term, and we shouldn't be using it, so I won't say it again. But it refers to a specific type of Italian-American, and, you know, a lot of the people in the show at the time were referred to as Guidos or Guidettes. So the only Jersey Shore cast member that was originally part of that original show was Mike the Situation. And then when the concept changed, the producers realized they needed women on the show as well so that they would fight. So the Situation was cast as the first housemate, and then they held auditions. So JWoww, aka Jenny, actually auditioned for another VH1 reality show to support her friend. And that show was Paris Hilton's My New BFF. Pauly D, who was a DJ at the time, he actually was a DJ, he was casted via MySpace, which I think is hilarious.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
That's
and
insane.
Then Snooki, who really was the breakout star of the show, she was on a different reality show previously on MTV that wasn't very popular at all. And then she showed up drunk for her audition after seeing a casting call on Facebook. And a fun fact, she didn't actually go by Snooki. No one actually called her that. She just put that name on the application.
Oh, yeah. I think I knew that. Reese, this is why I don't think that she's faking it.
Come on. That's what I'm saying.
Her personality was meant for stardom.
No, but like, that's the thing. No one called her Snooki and she chose that. Like, she knew exactly what she was doing. And nothing against
her. I'm sure she knew she was going to be famous, but I didn't think she knew,
Okay, I don't know if she knew the level of fame she'd like get, but like she showing up drunk, like she, I respect it. Like she is the most iconic person from this show. And I think she knew that she would be from the start.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting? I actually looked into, I looked into what all of them have been doing since then. And I looked into what Snooki specifically has been up to since the show, because she's remained pretty relevant, I have to say.
Yeah, but she's always around.
Yeah, she's been busy with a bunch of different projects, but she hasn't had one thing where it's like, oh my god, yeah, like she was like, did you know she was actually in this reality show and then she ended up doing this big movie or whatever? Like, I mean, was on Dancing with the Stars. She did a bunch of things.
She was never going to be like a serious act. But, like, she's a mother now, like...
Yeah, no, but it's interesting she's remained so relevant despite, you know, not doing it.
She has 15 million followers. Like, that's a lot.
I was going to say, if she posts, like, a single branded thing, I'm sure she's good for a year. Like...
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah,
but it's just interesting that she's still so relevant.
Has she written any books? A Snooki tell-all?
Yeah, she did. It's called A Shore Thing.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. I like this show.
Oh wait, she's actually released 3 books. Interesting.
An even shorter thing.
The second one's Confessions of a Guida, and the last one's called Gorilla Beach. Interesting.
Oh my god.
All right, I hate it again.
Queen. Anyway, so basically I'll give a little bit, like, a really quick overview of the cast, because honestly, they're iconic. So Snooki, she's a queen. She now has 3 kids, and she's married to Gianni, who is also on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah. So Jenny, JWoww, who's Snooki's best friend, she also has 2 kids. It was married to Roger, but they got divorced.
We met Roger in that episode.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was the guy that was seeing, like, Heather or something.
Yeah.
So
the Situation has had a few situations. Uh-oh. He did go to jail for tax fraud recently, but now he has a baby and is married, so someone not from the show. But
can I say about the Situation? I didn't know. Okay, so I didn't know why he was called the Situation, and then I was watching this show just now, and I was thinking, he's saying Situation a lot, and is he? I was like, is he doing that because he's called, like, for the bit, like, to play up
the
bit?
But then Situation?
I said it a lot, and they were like, no, like, that's why they call him the Situation, because he says everything is a Situation.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
they all have nicknames, which I love.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, I think that's why. They don't really explain the nicknames. So there's also Sammy. So she's very low-key now. They call her the Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Now she just runs an online boutique on the shore.
Okay.
Or, I guess, I don't know.
All right.
Vinny. I love Vinny. He's a king. I think he's so cute.
Yeah, I feel like everyone now loves he's Benny. An influencer. Benny. The only guy that the girlies yeah, love.
I think he's so cute. And then Ronnie, we hate him. He was arrested for domestic abuse a few times.
Yikes. Jesus. Okay, that doesn't surprise me. Just from like.
Yeah.
No, he screamed in her face. Yeah. It
so
was
Ron and Sammy had a really rough relationship throughout the whole show. And that's where that letter came from. I did copy and paste it into the outline that I
am reading from. Oh, my God. Wait. Do you have – where is the letter? Is it in the doc? Oh.
Yeah. Scroll down.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
Can I read it?
Or you guys can take turns.
Yeah.
Do you want to tag team, Reese? Okay, you read one sentence every other. Okay. You go first.
The first night of bed when you left, Ron made out with two girls and put his head between a cocktail waitress's breast. Also was grinding with multiple fat women.
When you left crying at Clutch, Ron was holding hands and dancing with a female and took down her number.
Multiple people in the house know. Therefore, you should know the truth.
Amazing.
I love it. The chokehold that letter has on sorority girls is insane from like 2018 to 2020.
I was gonna say the amount of times I've seen that on like a tapestry. Same. Just like
I was gonna say the tapestry.
Yeah.
The tapestry or the shower curtain.
Yeah, that was my next
like,
comment.
Hilarious. It's just funny because guess like college girls relate to one, the situation, and then two, I guess just how ridiculous it is. Like,
wait, who
no
wrote
one
the letter?
Ever say that now. Nicole and
the girls said, right?
J-Wow wrote it.
Yeah. Because that was the plot of the episode that we watched. They were like rekindling their friendship. Because I guess Sammy was upset at Nicole and
also,
J-Wow for telling
what's
her.
Dina's deal?
Dina came on in season 3. She's like nice. Honestly, I don't know too much about her, but
she just seemed the most unproblematic of the bunch.
Yeah.
Ugh, I was so
I was kind of like, oh, okay. She's just around.
Yeah. In the Italy season, the guys like give her a lot of shit for like hooking up with a lot of guys, but like they all do the same thing. Double standards.
Yeah.
Whatever. I actually didn't really watch the Italy season, but I randomly remember that from like the one episode I watched. So they also filmed, I mentioned it earlier, the reboot in 2018. So it's insane how much of a resurgence the show had in the last couple of years. Because I feel like from 2012 to 2018-ish, no one really cared about it. But it's insane. So there's also been a ton of other spinoffs. So there's been The Floor of Bama Shore, also produced by MTV. There's 8 international versions, including Geordie Shore in the UK, which I'm pretty sure is fairly popular.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
Geordie Shore.
Geordie Shore.
And then there was also a spinoff show with Pauly D and I think The Situation.
Oh, Vinny. Wasn't it Double Shot of Love?
Double Shot of Love.
I remember that. That was with Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny. Oh, yes, you're right. Pauly D and Vinny, my faves.
I feel like Snooki had a show or JWoww had a show at one point.
Yeah, they did. Snooki and JWoww.
Was that what it was called?
Yeah, I think it was called Snooki and JWoww. I'm pretty sure. They moved. I remember. Well, it's so interesting because now they all have kids. So it's interesting because they're so Italian. They all have these Italian families now with like a million kids.
They should go on like the Real Housewives.
I know, right? So I think I actually watched the Snooki. This is really bringing back memories for me. I watched the Snooki and JWoww spinoff. And they were living like next door to each other in New Jersey with their husbands. And it's so interesting. Like they really are not Hollywood people, which I think a lot of people appreciate. Like they didn't move to LA. They all still live on the East Coast, I think, most of them. Like Pauly D does his like DJing, whatever. But they really stayed true to who they are, which I love.
And we love that. We love respect that.
I love it. The whole cast joined the new spinoff, and then except Snooki wasn't on it until later, and I'm pretty sure it's still on. I never watched it though because I'm like, I don't care about their families.
It's so good. I remember it made the news when it was like they're getting back together, and I haven't heard anything since.
Mm-hmm. I think people just love the cast personality. They really are who they are, and I think that is one of the biggest appeals of the show that contributed to its success. So the show actually. The first season, it started off a little bit slow with viewership, but then it ended up, the first season ended up having 9 million viewers, which at the time was a record for MTV.
Sheesh.
Yeah, so it was big. And it definitely had a lot of a cultural impact. So before I segue into my favorite part of this episode, aka the Fun Facts production, cultural impact. Do you guys have any other questions?
Not questions. I was just going to ask if you guys have a favorite.
Snooki. I like JWoww, actually.
I feel like we could talk about that during the character comparison, or we should say our favorite characters after the character comparison. Otherwise, it'll be like, oh, like, I think I'm blank. I love blank, so I think I'm blank.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Always using the old noggin.
All right. So one of the most iconic things that came from the show was GTL. Do you guys know what that stands for?
Gym Tan Laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I remember so many shirts. Just like,
you know the shirts. I know the shirts you're talking
about. Like a kid that was like 80 pounds in middle school wearing a Gym Tan Laundry shirt with an I Heart Boobies bracelet. That's what I'm saying. They were wearing it was a bracelet to the GTL shirt and like lacrosse shorts with like bananas on them.
I know exactly what you're thinking.
And like neon Nike socks and like
hell yeah.
It was just like ingrained in my head.
That was you.
It was not.
No, it definitely wasn't him, but he definitely silently wished. Like,
Mom, let me hit the gym. I need to get tan.
No, I feel like you burn so easily.
No, I get good color in the summer.
Greece is a golden goddess.
Really?
I'm a golden goddess, yeah. No, doesn't sound good when I say it.
No, it sounds horrible.
So GTL is iconic. And it actually, I thought it had the cast came up with it, but it was actually production. So they found the cast daily routine of going to the gym, hitting the tanning salon, and then doing laundry so tedious and mundane that they were actually afraid that they weren't going to have a show. So
oh my god.
They were writing on a dry erase board and they were saying, okay, so and so here, so and so here, and every day they just write gym, tanning, laundry. And then the producer revealed they just got lazy and started writing GTL.
Well, that's actually hysterical. I love that. I didn't know that.
I think that's such a fun fact. And there was so much backlash about the tanning beds also, which they're horrible for you. Like, you really shouldn't do them. So a bunch of dermatologists came out and said, like, you should not use tanning beds. They cause cancer. And there's this one really – let me try to find it.
Well, in the episode we watched, they had, like, spray.
Yeah, they did spray tanning.
So at least, hopefully, by season 3, they learned the harms that come with direct UV.
So Snooki has this iconic line in the show where she goes, "Obama put a 10% tax on tanning beds. McCain would never do that. He's pale." And then John McCain responded to Snooki on Twitter and said, "At Snooki, you are right. I would never tax your tanning bed. President Obama's tax/spend policy is quite the situation. But I do recommend wearing sunscreen."
Oh my god.
This is why we have the podcast.
I did not know that.
This is why
I think that is crazier than Donald Trump tweeting to Robert Pattinson to dump Kristen Stewart. I think that eclipses it.
I love that.
How is this not more?
Because the world wasn't like in viral mode then. That's why.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, that needs to be unearthed.
We should bring it.
So another iconic thing about the show is the duck phone. So the cast was actually only allowed to call their families once a week, which is also crazy. I don't think they had flip phones, I think, at the time. Like, they didn't have smartphones, which is just insane. So the duck phone was actually found by the art director on the show at a local thrift store. And the producer said, our art director went out and goes, "I saw this duck phone. It's so ridiculous." And the producer said, "We cannot leave that in the house. It doesn't make sense." And then they accidentally left it in there. So it ended up just being part of the show, and now it's just a part of the national symbol of the Jersey Shore. And I love it. And in the episode we watched, Jenny uses it to call Nicole's dad.
Can I ruin something for you guys?
Yes.
Yes.
Production secret?
Yes, I say with disdain.
So, little production secret to ruin everything for you guys. You know when they call the cabs?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cabs were driven by production. I worked with someone who drove one of the cabs for the show.
Oh my god.
He was like the cab driver. He was just a PA.
Oh my god. Oh. That makes sense. But that's a good secret.
Yeah, no. So like when they're like
that's a great
like, fake call on the cabs. That's not real. And then when like the cabs are here, it's just like a PA pulling up outside. Yeah, in a cab. And like he said they would always fuck with him on the way to the club. Like always.
Oh my god, I'm sure.
Yeah. Wow, I'm not really shocked by that info. Yeah. More shocked by the John McCain tweet.
So, yeah, but that's my little tidbit.
No, it's a good fun fact.
Thank you.
One thing I thought was interesting is that the cast really did work at the t-shirt shop. And I feel like if you've ever been to any like East Coast beach, you've seen these t-shirt shops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in the first season, the cast didn't get paid at all for the show except for what they made working at the shop, which is insane. They got paid $10 an hour. And then throughout the course of the show, it got raised to $15 and ended at $20. Apparently, Pauly D, Jenny, and Sammy were the hardest workers. And then the situation and Snooki were the worst.
I'm not surprised by that information.
But after the success of the first season, the cast started making $10,000 per episode. And then by the end of the show in 2012, they're bringing in $100,000, which is insane. Plus still working at the t-shirt store. And then what I thought was funny is that when they do the season in Italy, they work at a gelato shop.
Oh, that's yes, so I heard funny. About this.
They had to like find like a place that's like, we'll pay you to like lose money just so that they can work here.
Literally. Yeah, it's insane how much they went from making zero money to $100,000. Like, I don't think MTV knew how big the show was going to get. Again,
yeah,
proving my point that Snooki did not realize she was going to be who she was.
I think she knew.
Okay, I guess.
I think it's one of those, like, willed it into existence. Like, she knew she was going to be big. And it was just, like you were saying, she was already on a reality show.
She's Kim Kardashian.
She was gonna make it there regardless. And yes. If it wasn't Jersey Shore, she would have been big for something else. Like, I don't doubt that.
I think, just a lot of iconic terms. We already said cabs here. Grenade, I think, is an amazing one.
What is it? Guys know? I don't know.
Guess.
Oh, I think I know. Isn't it like...
Grenade?
Yeah.
Someone that's ugly.
An ugly girl.
Oh, no.
So they would bring home
that's
grenades.
I hate that so much.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so, like, parts of the show are
it's
so
horrible.
Fucked.
No, yeah. It's horrible. It's horrible, but like, it's funny. And
only Julia. Yeah, only Julia. No, you know what vibe that was? It's inevitable.
All right. And then also Smush. Like, they had this Smush room, which is like, smushing is having sex. So
there's a whole South Park episode on it.
Yeah. I think a lot of people say that now. I don't know.
I don't.
I don't think I've ever.
Do you guys say
no,
that?
I've never used it.
I've heard of Smush room.
I've heard of like smushing a sandwich down, but like that is it. That's the only.
Sexually?
No, not sexually. What? Like when.
Sexually? No. Please. Not what are you sexually. Doing?
Speaking of which, I hate the term food porn.
Oh, ew, yeah, I hate that too.
That I could bring that up at the end for it's not as big anymore, but I always hated that. It's like don't sexualize my burger.
I agree with that.
Like, stop that.
I agree. And you know what I hate? When you watch someone eat a video. Are you okay?
No, I'm gonna kill him. He's making my editing life a nightmare.
He just ran over my laptop.
No, I know, I'm joking.
A few other just iconic things. Oh, one fun fact. You can still rent the house that they stayed in. It costs $2,000 a night, but it doesn't have the hot tub that was brought into production. So one interesting thing. So just a few other iconic things. We already talked about the letter. Snooki's neck brace. Have you guys seen that?
Yes. I know that.
I love that. The bump it. Just the style in general.
Yeah, it's
like Reese
so
mentioned
bad.
It. There's Jersey Shore themed parties. I would love to go to. Wait, yeah, should I make like, my next birthday Jersey Shore themed?
No, I won't go.
Reese, you're going. You're dressing up as a situation.
I'm just gonna gel my. I'm gonna gel my hair like a foot off.
Oh my god! Yeah,
that'd be so bad.
Yeah. just the style. I think it's so funny Paul E.D. still looks the way that he does. He has not changed since the show.
He does, right?
Yeah, like he has that same style, except he's like 15 years older, but whatever. So one big scandal that happened on the show is that in one episode, Snooki got punched when they were at the bar. The guy that punched her actually ended up getting arrested. And the whole scene was originally shown on air, but then it later got pulled because it was so graphic.
Wait, she got punched by a man?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It was like a very dramatic episode, and yeah, it was really bad. And they ended up actually filming like a PSA about violence that they aired on like what the episode, but they did upload the episode onto like MTV.com. And now I didn't realize this, but I was talking to my friend that's a huge Jersey Shore fan. Apparently, like they would post like all these uncensored episodes on the website, which is so interesting.
That is interesting because I guess digital doesn't have to be as monitored.
Yeah. And I guess it was.
By the way, guys, I just looked at Pauly D on Instagram, and this year, like 2022, is the 5th season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Like, it's going on now.
Yeah. Like, who's watching that?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I mean, I'm sure people are.
I was going to say, if it's getting renewed for a 5th season, it's making money. Like, there's no chance they're just letting it go on if it's not making money.
Yeah. I mean, what else is even on MTV right now? Like, Catfish? That's the only
one. Is that still on?
I think.
Yeah, I think it is.
I actually love that show. I do want to do a pod about it, but.
Are people still getting catfished?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We can talk about it later.
Okay.
But yeah. What else we got, girly?
Okay, let's see. Yeah, so then Ron was, there was a few arrests. We saw one for Snooki, and then Ron was also arrested for a fight. We hate him. So, okay, now this is going to be the most tea, and it's the last section before character comparisons. I want to talk about the negative backlash that the show got, because I think that it is unprecedented, and that also is part of the reason why the show is so successful. And I think that was the allure for a lot of people. People love to hate on the show. And there's an entire Wikipedia article called Reactions to Jersey Shore. So when you're getting that much backlash, I think you've done something right. In February 2010, New Jersey governor. So one of the biggest criticisms is that people from New Jersey really didn't like that the show was painting the state in a negative way, like Talia said.
How did we open this? How did we open this episode?
Exactly. So the governor, Chris Christie, called the show negative for New Jersey because most of the cast members weren't even from the state. And he said the program takes a bunch of New Yorkers and drops them at the Jersey Shore and tries to make America feel like this is the real New Jersey. And he vetoed a $420,000 tax incentive awarded to the show, stating, as chief executive, I'm duty bound to ensure that taxpayers are not footing a $420,000 bill for a project that does nothing more than perpetuate misconceptions about the state and its citizens.
I have to say,
I'm
siding with Christie on
this. I don't think I'd ever say I side with Chris Christie, but like, that's actually fair. Like, okay, I would not.
That's fair. About a whole state from one show.
Yeah, no, I would not want.
But they do.
I would not want my money going to a show that makes New Yorkers look like shit. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I guess.
And no, and like, legitimately, like, my like recording name right now is I Hate New Jersey, and that's because of Jersey Shore.
I guess it kind of put New Jersey on the map, I have to say.
It did. Negatively.
Yeah. Well, like, I guess New Jersey was just irrelevant before. Sorry.
People, I was going to say, people make fun of New Jersey, and I don't think they would had it not been for Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I agree. So many advertisers also boycotted the show, which I find very interesting because I work in advertising. So a lot of them pulled their ads, including Domino's Pizza and Dell. And the show also got a lot of backlash from the Italian-American organization Unico. Oh, it stands for Unique or One of a Kind in Italian. But anyway, it's a big Italian-American organization. They really didn't like how they portrayed Italian Americans in the show. However, after the first season was so successful, a lot of companies were trying to then advertise during the show in season two. So it actually ended up being amazing for the network. Viacom, which owns MTV's, their one of their chief executives stated that there are some issues when Jersey Shore's first season launched, but now we have advertisers scrambling to get on it. And one thing that this is so funny. So when Nicole Snooki was asked about the advertisers pulling their ad, she responded, "I just have one thing to say to Domino's, Zelle, Unico, and all the other haters out there. Fuck you. If you don't want to watch, don't watch. Just shut the hell up. I'm serious. Fuck you." And then Unico said in a statement, "She is not an embarrassment to Italian Americans. She is actually an embarrassment to the entire human race." And Domino's said, "Our first response was, what a classy young lady. Her parents must be so proud. There's no need to get into a war with this young girl because TikTok or 15 minutes are almost up."
Oh my God. I would argue that Snooki is more crucial to American culture than Domino's.
Wait, also, these
okay. I would argue that.
Okay. Let's not go that far. But let's not go that far.
Crazy.
But wait, that being crazy. Said, that being said, Domino's did get it wrong. Like she, Snooki,
yeah, totally.
Snooki had the last laugh. Where it's like,
wait, it's kind of crazy that this is public. Like no company would ever put out a statement today that says that.
Oh my God, Jesus, no,
no.
Things have changed so much in 10 years.
But it's kind of funny.
No, it's so funny. It's so funny. Just everything about the show is so funny. That's why I love it. And there was actually, this is so funny, there were local protests on the shore.
I was there.
Were they protests in LBIT?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Where is Long Beach Island? Is that what LBI is?
Yeah, it's just further down.
Is it Jersey?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
It's what I said at the beginning of the episode.
Wait, is that where your beach house is?
Yes.
Do I ever get to go?
No. Just kidding. Okay. Of course you can come.
Reese, I think we invited you last year and you didn't come.
I think I was... Wasn't I not home?
No, you were at Maisel.
Wait, one thing about New Jersey. So a study conducted in spring 2010 by the Farley Dickinson University actually did show that the show promotes the image of the state.
Okay.
Interesting. I don't know. Just thought it was interesting that they conducted actual scientific studies on this. I don't know. That's just a little crazy to me. But one last thing, and a lot of people know this. So in 2011 – Abercrombie and Fitch, which was like super popular at the time, offered The Situation and the other cast members of Jersey Shore a substantial payment if they stopped wearing Abercrombie branded clothes, stating, "We are deeply concerned that Mr. Sorrentino's association with their brand would cause significant damage to our image." Like, how crazy is that?
No, that's nuts.
Yeah. And then also, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that like Louis Vuitton would send Gucci bags to Snooki so that like she would, you know, wear their competitors on the show because like she-
Damn, that's kind of
so. How crazy is that? I think it's the first time like the public heard about, you know, a brand disassociating with a celebrity so blatantly.
It's so relevant right now. Jeez,
so no, crazy.
It's like it's crazy when you like when you see it, and it's like they have a relationship, but it's crazy that they ask someone who they don't have a relationship with to not. That's actually absurd. And like I get them not wanting them to wear it, but by asking I feel like it just draws attention and that person's just gonna wear it more.
Maybe it was a PR stunt for
it could
the
have
brand
been
to just,
I mean,
you know, associate with the show. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, wow, that really did garner a lot of publicity for Abercrombie and Fitch by them saying that. Interesting. Anyway, I think it's time. I think, you know, that's all I have for you today, folks. And the only other
I feel schooled and educated. And that was a lot of juicy shit.
I know. I think the John McCain thing is the funniest thing we talked about.
Yeah, that's a highlight from the whole pod. Like,
that is so funny. And me and Reese and I's my dramatic reading of the letter.
That was probably the best thing.
Yeah, wait, make guys, that as a ringtone.
We need to all go to LBI together, the three of us, and have an icon.
And get as drunk as Snooki.
Oh,
I want to see Reese like that.
Reese loves that.
I want to see Reese rolling around at a club like that.
Rolling, falling down the stairs, yelling.
Reese, I think you would get hate crimed at LBI.
Where, for being Jewish?
No. No, like I got like slut shamed there. Like somebody like yelled at me that to put my boobs away. I was like wearing a pretty chesty top and some like child, and I might take this out, I might keep it on, I'm not sure. But some child, basically Julia and I were walking, sorry, long story short, Julia and I were walking home from going out, and I just hear, "Slut, put your boobs away, slut." And we look up and it's like a 13-year-old boy. And I was like, hey, why don't you come down there and say it to my face if I'm such a slut?
Did he?
Please would have yelled at them.
I would have yelled at them.
They wouldn't come down, and there was a girl with them, and the girl was like, yeah, slut. And I go, you're a girl.
Oh,
I just said to them, I'm like, I forget what I said to them. I was like, you're pathetic.
Yeah, Julia was like, you're pathetic. And I was like, again, come down here and let's talk about how much of a slut I am.
I would have.
So that's why I think you would also get hate crimed. I feel like somebody would yell.
Yeah, but like I would have fought those 13-year-olds. You know that.
I tried.
With those glasses.
Yeah, I would have thrown my glasses, put one of them in a chokehold.
Horrible.
And Reese's not lying. Reese would do that.
Yeah.
You know, I have a fury inside of me.
Oh, we've she seen really the fury. It's very strange. It's so it's weird really when it comes out. Okay,
it's kind of endearing.
Should we compare?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually didn't really put much thought to this before.
I have thoughts.
Okay.
Or rather, my roommates and I discussed it before.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay. So they said, I'm JWoww. That's what they said. They said,
oh,
I'm
I agree. Jessa. I agree.
They said Julia is Sammy with a bit of Snooki.
Okay.
I also agree. Okay.
And then they said Reese, drumroll.
I'm gonna lose my mind.
Is the t-shirt on?
Is the the
owner the owner of the store.
No, I actually I'm
because
I'm
think about that. The episode that we watched, he came out. Snooki was ordering pickles, and then he was like, Snooki, you have to get back to work.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say from the main cast.
You're not the dudes. You're none of the dudes.
I'd be none of the Vinny is the nicest.
Yeah,
and like most normal, but I'm not.
Nice.
No, but I'm not like any of them. I do think I think t-shirt owner is probably actually a really good call.
Okay, well, I'm really glad that you agree.
Okay, I agree with that.
No one has edits.
No, I agree. I think you're a good Jenny because she's a good friend. She's very sweet. She has a tough side to her.
Yeah, she's a backbone, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I do think I'm a mix of Sammy and Snooki.
Yeah, and I really do love t-shirts. It's
guys, that was great. Any parting words?
No, I thought this was a great episode.
LBI 2022.
Yeah, Reese, you're going to have to court me a little bit if you want to come to the beach house.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be going then.
send me a little something. Any grievances, guys?
Yes, so many.
I feel like Reese's grievance is just the show, but...
Yeah, just honestly, yeah.
I have a few.
The state of New Jersey. That's one. Mm-hmm. Another grievance. People making loud noises. I just hate it. What? People slam doors when they're not even angry. Why are you making loud noises?
I can't.
In the city, when people talk on the phone loudly,
me.
Yeah.
I hate it. I can't stand the noise. Oh, what else? I had another grievance at the beginning of the episode. Oh, taxes. The U.S. tax system.
Right.
Hate that.
Oh, my God. Are you in a nightmare right now?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I keep pretty organized because I should be in a nightmare.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm pretty good. I just don't like that they know what we're supposed to pay and don't. And, I know it's not a hot take. Everyone complains. But it's, it doesn't make sense to me. And the only people that benefit are, TurboTax, H&R Block, and the government. And it's it's almost like if this country were and an accountant, big accountant. If the country cared about its people, then maybe it would do its best for its people. I don't know.
Right. You should run the country, Reese. I'm sure people would get behind that.
Hey guys,
it's me. I'm the tax tanning beds.
And this time, I'm going to run for president.
Would you tax tanning beds on your platform? Would you tax tanning beds if you were president?
Wait, what is T saying?
Oh, it's a different topic. So
what?
And then we can wrap. Reese, you don't get any hate. Cause I have to say something.
We've talked about that.
I know that, but I'm just so shocked. Because the because I listen to some podcasts that are like TikTokers, and they, for example, I listen to Brooke Averick and Connor Wood's podcast.
We saw them at the premiere.
Oh yeah.
Well, I really enjoy them, and I am enjoying their podcast immensely. And they were just saying like that Brooke gets a shit ton of hate, and like Connor gets none. And like,
but I know it's a woman man thing for sure.
I just looked through your comments, and like, the one that you posted about like best dressed at the Oscars, which obviously is amazing that people were writing that. And I was like, there's gotta be some little like shit in there that's like, nah, 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 and nothing, which is great. I'm so happy for you, but I'm also sad for the women.
No, it's just like, I'm lucky where it's like the people that follow me, and like a lot of like the videos that go out to people that don't follow me, you know, they're pretty chill. Like, I try not to post anything that will get people upset, because I just don't want to deal with that.
Right. Of course.
But like, if you are right, like if a girl were to have posted the best dress, it'd be like, okay, like relax, sweetie. Like, it's not about you. And it's like, that would 100% happen. And it would come from like angry males who are secretly attracted to them. Whereas like, the guys who are commenting on mine are like, oh, that's awesome, dude. Like, good for you.
They're like, they mean it. Must be nice.
Yeah, they're like, oh, like, sick, dude. Like, yeah, like, show them up. And like, the girls are like, wait, that's so, like, that's awesome. So it's like, but once again, like, if it were a girl posting, there would be like either girls who are jealous or guys who are like secretly like trying to neg them. But you know, I've noticed that too with like girls I'm friends with. Like who like have big accounts where it's like they get shit for everything. Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. My mom still sends me like if she sees a TikTok of somebody talking about you on her For You page.
Of me?
Like, Reese was mentioned in that. Yeah, she sent me something that like somebody mentioned something.
Oh,
they were just referring to like how TikTokers were at the Oscars, and they were like guy with movie camera. And I was like, yeah, mom. Like, we know.
Yeah. Also, do you know, I will add one more thing. I think it does help with like premieres and stuff, because all my content is about movies and I've worked in film.
Yeah.
So I feel
it's
not as much like I don't think I should be there, but like there's a little bit of a backstory behind it as opposed to
it
just
makes
like
more sense as to why you're there than like some random influencers.
Exactly. Like
Which
is also why I stay in my lane.
Nice.
I make my movie TV stuff, and that's it.
Yeah.
Reese, do you have a stylist, or do you pick out all your own outfits? Tell the people, they want to know.
I don't have a stylist, but like brands and stuff have been, and also after the best dress list, like brands have been reaching out and being
insane.
Like, oh, let's like loan you stuff for
premieres
and parties. And it's like,
you know what my grievance is? My grievance is dressing for the weather. What the fuck do you wear right now?
Julia,
just sounded like that girl. You kind of sound like her sometimes. You know that girl? It's like HRH collection. That girl. I don't know what her name is.
Yes. No. Alex.
Is her name Alex?
She got canceled recently. Yes.
I saw it the other day.
I don't know who this is. But, Juge, this is a huge grievance, and I'm upset that I didn't bring it up before. It is spring in my head. I'm putting on shorts in the morning, and then I go outside, and I'm cold. And I'm like, I have to wear pants and I wore a scarf today. What? Who the? It's fucking April. I'm gonna go fucking feral.
April's always weird.
I'm over it. I'm over it, and I'm sick. I hate it.
Oh, yeah, you really sound like that girl. Okay, guys, we have been chit-chatting. So
yeah, I was gonna say this was overdue.
Oh yeah, it was overdue. I think for a squad catch-up too.
Yeah.
Totally,
Reese. You happen to be next? Have you thought any thoughts?
Yes, I actually have. So, like, we had mentioned a while ago that I would do Stranger Things before the new season came out. And I wasn't sure if it's too early to do it now or if this makes sense.
Like, when does it come out?
Because it comes out, I think, like, May 27th or something, or 25th. It's, like, end of May.
Mm-hmm. Up to you. Like, I don't know if
I do it now, does that work in time for season four, or should I wait till my next turn, or is that cutting it too close?
Like, would it come out in time?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said May 20th, end of May?
End of May.
Yes.
That's when your birthday is, Reese.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it would come out in time.
You want to do it? I might do it now anyway, just to like play it safe.
Yeah, do it. It's a good one.
Go for it, my friend. Okay, that's a good plan.
Wait, wait, I have to end the episode.
Okay. Reese just took his headphones off. They're still awesome. We're done, everybody.
Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Reese, do you want to say bye?
No.